Time for another piano puzzler. Bruce Adolph is here. As you can hear, he's at the piano in the Maud Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio. Bruce, hello.
Hi, Fred.
Every week, Bruce takes a familiar tune. He rewrites it in the style of a classical composer. We get one of our listeners on the phone to try to guess the tune that's hidden in there and the composer whose style Bruce is imitating. Galen Spindler is on the phone from Albert Lea, Minnesota. Galen, welcome.
Thank you. I listen to you just about every week, and I thought I'd give it my best shot today, too.
Oh, how do you do when you're listening at home with the piano puzzler?
I would say that I'm probably batting 80%.
Oh, that's good. That's a very high average. And Galen, what role does music play in your life?
Well, currently I am working my avocation of music and liturgy. I'm the parish liturgist here at St. Theodore's here in Albert Lea, and I've been a musician since the age of 12, played for my sister's wedding at that young, tender age, and I've already seen the half-century mark, so it's been in my blood for a lot of years.
So music has been a vital part of your life for a long, long time. Well, glad to have you on the Piano Puzzler. Galen, this is for you. Your job is to try to guess the tune and the composer whose style Bruce is imitating. I don't know what's coming either, so if you happen to get stuck, we can brainstorm on this together, okay?
Okay.
Okay, Galen, here is Bruce Adolph with your Piano Puzzler.
Oh, thank you.
Beautiful indeed. Galen, what do you think about that piano puzzler?
Well, the first thing that comes to mind is Johann Sebastian Bach.
Correct.
Okay, now you're batting 85%.
Okay.
Your average is going up.
And now the interwoven tune is vaguely familiar.
Aha. Uh-huh.
I may need a little bit of help on that one.
Well, when you said first things that comes to mind, that actually was humorous to me.
Ah.
Partly because you use your brain to have your mind. That's all.
Okay.
Your brain is the organ of your mind.
Yes, yes.
Okay, that's all I'm going to say.
Okay.
Maybe I should start it again.
Please.
Now that we know it's Bach.
I think I have it. It is from The Wizard of Oz.
Correct.
I wish I only had a brain.
That's right. That
cool.
Is it. If I only had a brain. Very good.
If I only had a brain, rewritten in the style of Johann Sebastian Bach. And Galen, what was it that you heard in Bruce's Piano Puzzler that made you think it sounded like Bach?
Just the underlying rhythmic portion, the accompaniment in the left hand, and it sounded like something that maybe could have come from the well-tempered clavier.
Yeah, it's a little bit like a prelude.
Yeah.
One of the things that makes it sound like Bach is that the tune is hidden in a moving 16th notes, and only some of those notes are the tune. And Bach often writes what we call polyphonic melody, where there's more than one melodic idea in one line. So that when I use that technique, it sounds like Bach. Etc. So you can hear it all the way through. Only had a break.
Yes, indeed.
This is a little passage of nothing. And then da-da-dum, da-da-da-da-da-da-dum,
da-da.
Only had a brain. And this is where it might become really clear. Could tell you why. I don't remember the words. The something. And then it stays. The tune is right on top, but the harmonies are not quite right. Then it goes. It gets a little more dramatic. And then it comes back.
It's certainly written in the style of the Grand Master himself.
It's a very pleasurable thing to do, I have to say. Whenever I decide to pick Bach, I always learn one more thing about him by trying to do that.
I'm sure he's smiling.
Oh, well, I hope so.
Yeah.
Well, Galen, well done. First guess Bach, and first guess you got the tune. You got both halves of the Piano Puzzler, so your batting average just keeps going up and up and up.
Thank you so much. This was excellent. This was a lot of fun.
Galen, what's your public radio station?
I listen to it here at work via my computer, Minnesota Public Radio. It's mpr.org.
Galen Spindler from Albert Lea, Minnesota. Great to have you.
Thank you so much.
And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.